Hey guys, JC here. Welcome back to the show. Today is actually, I have no idea what the date is today. It's May 9th, 2023. I'm gonna cover the Lion show today from the April 30th. It's been a while. I've been very sick, and it was very tough to just manage the schedule. Also, last week was actually a kind of big holiday week here, and I just don't have the privacy at home to do this, and that's very unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So yeah, today I'll do that. And before I start, very quickly, I just want to plug in my book again, Beyond the Black. Please get it on Amazon. I will provide the link in the post. Look, this is an independent production, so yeah, there's no publisher. It's just self-published on Amazon. Please support independent writers. Like, we need you much more than, you know, published authors, because they already have a bunch of assistants, etc., etc. Now, there are many reasons why I didn't go through a publisher. I just, for me, what's important is my vision. And I'm absolutely sure that if I go through a publisher, they will make me change some things here. And then it's not the same story, you know what I mean? So yeah, please support independent writers. I know there's a lot of garbage out there. Look, but that's also true in the professional circles, you know? If you think about the entirety of entertainment out there, what percentage of that are you actually paying attention to? I'm sure it's less than 1%. I mean, if you really combine everything in total, you probably watch and listen to music, etc., but it's like much less than 1% of the total global available music, etc. So yeah, anyway, check it out. It's a psychological thriller story. It's basically like, I'm a big fan of David Lynch, so there's a lot of David Lynch things in there. But of course, in my words, in my view, I mean, honestly, I only watched like The Lost Highway. I have Twin Peaks actually, but I haven't watched it yet. I know. And yeah, other works, Mulholland Drive, was that the title? Yeah, I watched that as well. I quite enjoyed it. So yeah, this is also kind of similar. It's very kind of weird, odd. It's a psychological horror. So yeah, there are like monsters here, but most of the time I was going for a kind of more psychological fear than anything else. So yeah, check it out. I'll provide the link in the description. The ebook has pictures and it's very affordable. So check it out. All right, now on to the show. So as you know, I look at the line shows, I take notes, and usually I address stuff that was mentioned on the show, but that they didn't address in particular. So I'm kind of filling in the blank, if you want. But hey, it's just, at the end of the day, it's my opinion. And that's all my show was about anyway. It's really, you know, I look at things and I give my opinion. And if you don't agree with it, that's fine. But then, you know, please provide the counter argument properly. All right, so let's start. The first call was Emery. I'm not sure. I think that was actually a woman. Yeah, I think it was. All right, so she was talking about debating. I'm sorry, like, I just take notes, but it's not exactly fresh in my mind. Anyway, yeah, she was talking about platforms and, yeah, about debate platforms. All right. So debate platforms, I'm not a big fan of, and especially, you know, if they try to be like neutral, quote unquote. So for example, I don't know, they will have like a hardcore Nazi there and you. And I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to give bad ideas more airtime. That's the thing. Like, I'm not a neutral platform. I admit that. My page is not neutral platform. You know, there are absolutely things that will just get you banned. I mean, just try me. Just go post something Nazi related or denying the Holocaust or anything like that, and yeah, you'll be banned very, very quickly, trust me. So yeah, neutral platform. I mean, you could look, you if you again, if you want this, go ahead, try it. I'd like to see you try, and maybe you'll succeed, and maybe it will be good for everybody. But honestly, I just don't think certain ideas should be given the light of day. I mean, they already exist, we know they exist, but they don't need promotion, they don't need airtime. You know, if like a KKK member goes on there and talks about lynching black people, like why would you allow that to, I mean, I just don't, I don't know, I don't see it. I mean, yeah, it's free speech, I get it, but there is like certain free speech which is just outright dangerous, you know, like it can lead to violence very easily. So yeah, I'm not in favor for absolute free speech. I think it's a fantasy, actually, to be honest. I really don't think it will ever happen. So yeah, they mentioned that, you know, if you get somebody who is against trans people or against gay people, like a Nazi, a white supremacist, like we know what these people believe, you know, we know where they stand. And in my view, they don't need more airtime. They don't. So yeah, there are Facebook pages where, you know, basically there's no admin. There are admins, but they don't give a shit. So yeah, then go ahead, you know, post your shit on those pages. But not every page is the same. Like I run my page one way, you know, I run the page my way. And yeah, I get it. Some people don't like it, but at the end of the day, it's my page, you know? Like I didn't like force you to join my page or something. I don't force you to watch my show either, you know? You know what I mean? And finally, the final point they made is, yeah, there's no point to sensationalize, oh, I can't pronounce that word. Sensationalize things for clicks. Now, of course, this is kind of the whole TikTok thing these days. It's all about that. It's funny, actually, because TikTok, I know it's popular these days, especially with young people. But I think like there is a quite large chunk of young people who are not aware of the past, it seems. Or for them, like, I don't know, 15 years ago seems like 100 years ago. It's like a different era. So, wow, I mean, that makes me feel fucking old. But the other point is, YouTube, when YouTube started, YouTube was basically like TikTok now. It had limits, it had a size limit, it had a length limit, it had 10 minutes limit. I mean, I remember when I was in film school and I had certain short films which were, you know, longer than 10 minutes. And I had to cut them into different parts because of the 10-minute like limit that was on YouTube. And TikTok is the same right now. But the thing is, the difference is now the kids these days, they think like TikTok is unique and it's like super cool. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's just like YouTube was in its infancy. It's just for some reason you decided to ignore all of that and like, you know, for you, the video sharing starts with TikTok, but it doesn't. Guess what? It doesn't. Sorry, but it doesn't. Yeah, so neutral platforms. Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to say about that. Next one was, I think, Ethan. He, again, it's the topic of church community. So, like, you know, joining church for the community to be part of a group, to be with people. And I know I already addressed that in my previous shows, so you can just go and watch that because I don't really want to repeat myself too much here. It's not the point. But what I will say though is that, okay, why do you look to the church? I mean, why the church in particular? I mean, I understand that people want a community. People don't like to be alone, although some people like to be alone. But most people don't like to be alone because we're social creatures. But why do you go to a church community, though? I mean, there are so many like groups out there today. Why go to a church? That I don't understand. I'm sorry. I just don't get it. Why would you need all this bullshit, right? I mean, I just don't get it. Like, why would you go there? Why not join a Lord of the Rings community or a Halo community or something else, a Mass Effect community? Why not join something actually cool, you know? Church is not cool. Church is the very definition of not cool. Why would you go there? You know what? It actually reminds me of my favorite anime, Soul Eater. There is the main one of the main characters, Soul. He doesn't like to do things if those things are not cool in his view. And I don't know, it just reminds me of this. Like, why would you go to church? Church is not cool. Don't go there. Don't go there. Next one, we got Luis. So he was talking about bringing up children. I'm not sure why they call the line, though, to talk about how to bring up children in particular. But okay, fine. Bringing up children, he's worried about the bad sides and how to prevent it. And they talked about teaching the, you know, right and wrong. And that you need to ask for justification, and you need to basically have empathy and evidence at the core of your persona, and just ask questions, etc., etc. And I also wrote here, talk about my time as a teacher. Yeah, so when I was a teacher, I was an English teacher, just English teacher. This was not a public school. These are schools that are kind of extra. So, like, kids go to regular school during the daytime, and then after that, they come to my school, right? So, in the regular school, they have pressure. They need to do tests. They obviously need to, you know, graduate every year, and then eventually they have to take the high school exam to go into university. Like, the extra schools, they have none of that. I mean, they offer some extra tests you can do to challenge yourself, but really those tests have no, they essentially have no bearing on what happens in your future. It's really just for fun. It's really just to challenge yourself, and yeah, you get the certificate, but it's not like worth anything really. So yeah, but my complaint about students, and especially, well, obviously children, I had adult students as well, but I had a lot of children. And my main complaint about kids at schools is that a lot of parents seem to do a very shitty job at parenting. It's like they don't want to educate their kids at home at all. They instead completely delegate that process to the teachers in high school, I mean in schools, in regular schools, but also these kind of extra schools. So instead of them doing their job as a parent, now I have to teach their kids about, you know, ethics and stuff like that. Like, don't do this, like, don't do that, etc., etc. But why should I do that? I mean, that's not part of my job description. That's your job. That you're a parent. Like, I think some people just think, well, okay, we're gonna fuck, and, you know, hopefully, like, everything goes well, and like 9 months later we have a kid. But after that, though, basically that's it. Like, yeah, we're gonna change like the diapers from time to time and feed it, but when it comes to schooling, they just don't do it. They have no idea how to do it. They don't talk to their kids really, and these kids just they come to my classes, and they're just, yeah, completely inept at everything. And this is what my main complaint about like parenting in general. So first of all, this has nothing to do about right and wrong. This is just to do about, you know, proper behavior in public and just kind of rules of behavior in a public environment. That's kind of basic. So yeah, parents, teach your kids basics. Don't delegate that to children. That's really shitty if you do that, man. I really don't appreciate that at all. But okay, teaching bad and wrong. Yeah, I think it just goes back to what I said. You have to ask for justification for your positions. And yeah, you need empathy and evidence at the core of your belief system. So if you have that, then I think you're on the right track. But there are some people who are, you know, they have some kind of disorder, like they can be like psychopathic or something. And in that case, you can tell them all day long about empathy and stuff like that, but they just, you know, it just doesn't, it's broken in their brain. So the next moment they will go grab a gun and go on a shooting spree or something, you know what I mean? So yeah, it depends on the person. Like some people just need help because something is not functioning correctly in their brain, you know? But yeah, I think if everything is like okay up there, then yeah, definitely go for things you can actually explain, especially through empathy. Empathy is a great starting point because especially with things like pain, it's very easy to explain. Like if somebody, you know, starts punching you or kicking you, well, you'll be in pain and that's not good, obviously. So then that means that you should also not do that to others. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I know that for some people, again, because something is broken in the brain, they just don't think like that. Maybe it's completely inverted in their mind, you know? So yeah, it's not easy. All right, next one, we got Emmanuel. So I think, yeah, he's not a first-time caller. He calls and often it's bullshit. So he was talking about, he made a huge rant about the evil pharmaceutical big pharma, basically. And why he said that rant is because Kanye West said it. Yeah. So apparently Kanye West said that, you know, Big Pharma came up with this big plan of theirs. Apparently in 2019, I was not even aware of that, but apparently in 2019, they decided that they're going to kill off a third of the global population. Now, he didn't mention how, by the way, they're going to achieve that goal, but it's just, yeah, they started to kill a third of us in 2019. That's what Kanye West said, apparently. And then, so when he was pressed, like, you know, why he thinks so, well, it's because Kanye West said so. Okay, that's not evidence. And then he said, all vaccines are bad because of the side effects. I just want to make a quick point here. So first of all, every medicine you take, every single one, has some kind of side effect. That's just a fact. Like, I know people in the medical field and, you know, they're all agree on that. They know that every medicine you take, whatever it is, headache, it can be a painkiller, it all has some kind of side effect. So in that case, what do you just quit taking all medicines because, you know, there might be some side effect that can really harm you? Or, you know, yeah, you accept the risk, but you want your headache to go away, so you take an aspirin or whatever, a painkiller. I mean, look, there's this famous story, I believe it was Bruce Lee. He had he was shooting, I guess, a movie, and he had a headache, I believe. So he asked for like something and he got a painkiller and he actually died because of an allergic reaction to some component in that painkiller. So it can happen. You take a painkiller and you think it's just a painkiller, nothing's gonna happen. But then boom, and you're on the other side, as we say. Look, what can you do? I mean, it's just tough luck. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like that. Sometimes it's just like that. We're not all destined to live until 80 or 90 and just die of old age. Sometimes things like that can happen. I'm sure Bruce Lee didn't expect that. I'm sure he didn't account for that. And nobody obviously, checked whether that painkiller would be good for him or not. It can happen. I mean, look, it happens a lot, unfortunately, in life. Not much you can do, really. All medicines have side effects, and of course, all vaccines have some kind of side effect. It can make you drowsy. I mean, there are certain things which are just kind of trivial. I mean, it can make you drowsy, it can make you sleepy. I don't know, it can give you like a slight fever, but yeah, I don't know, like what's the alternative? The alternative is just not to, to just stop taking medicines, but then if you do that, then I'm sure like the global life expectancy will just drop to like, I don't know, 50 or something, like it was back then. A lot of people died in the past because basically, yeah, they didn't have vaccines and they didn't have like good medicines back then, So that's why the life, so then people died quite young and the global life expectancy was quite low, like 40, 50 or something. Like basically, if you made it to 40, it's like congratulations, like you're an old man, Like that's just the way it was. And now, thanks to, medicines and vaccines and stuff like that, now people live to much longer. Okay, diet as well. It's true. The food has improved a lot as well. That must be said. All these things combined, and you have a longer life. I don't really see the alternative. I mean, I don't know. He didn't provide one either, so I can't really comment. And then finally, the final point he brought up is he doesn't like the whole thing about pharma because it's medication for profit. Okay, I have like 2 points about that. First of all, like I agree that there are, especially in the States, there are many companies that completely exploit the system, man. They completely charge over the roof for medicines. I know, for example, there is a medicine for what is it? Like diabetes, and they have this exact same medicine in Canada, but in Canada it costs like six times less. So it's the same medicine though, like it's exactly the same thing. So why in America then does it cost six times more? Well, unfortunately, it's because of corporate greed. And the big corporations in the States, they have an army of lobbyists and they send this army to Washington like every day pretty much. And these lobbyists, they essentially craft the laws. Or they do a very kind of clever way to kind of force politicians to then vote for some laws that they wrote. They help each other. They give donations here and there. It's a completely corrupt system. Like everybody knows about that. There's a shitload of corruption in the States. So it's actually really funny to me when when American politicians tell other countries to control their corruption. It's like a joke because you're corrupt as fuck yourself and you tell others to not do like you. Who the fuck are you to tell people that? So this is a big joke. So yeah, medication for profit, huge problem in the States especially. Obviously they shouldn't do that. There was this whole thing about COVID, I think. There were pharmaceutical like plants that were ready to manufacture the vaccine in some African nations, but the US companies, Look, I'm not very familiar with that story. You'll have to check, but I believe the American companies that had the patent on the vaccines, they basically refused to release the patent for free. They wanted to basically, again, make a profit from it. So, yeah, again, I don't know how many people died because of this shit, you know? Because they basically denied the production of the vaccines where, you know, people really needed it and they couldn't get it. And so they died as a result. That's just evil. That is fucking evil, man. For sure. And we have to talk about that more, much more. That absolutely obvious. But the other side of the coin is some people say that, okay, well, medication should just be free. Okay, but I mean, you understand that there is a whole kind of process going on there, right? I mean, it's not just like the pills or whatever, they just kind of magically pop up. And you know, if that was the case, that would be cool. But that's not the way it works. Like, there's a whole process to like ma there are people like researching these things and then manufacturing them, and then you have to ship them. It all costs some money. I agree that the extreme price gouging that happens in the States, that's fucking illegal, man. But there is, yeah, like there is some cost involved. You can't just, you know, it's not, I don't know, like it's not like absolute communism or whatever, where, you know, everything is free. I don't know. Some people have this kind of odd thing that some things should be absolutely free, and I don't know. I don't agree with that. But anyway, next we had John, and he talked about the age of consent. This was a pretty fucked up call, actually, because I think he was actually an atheist. I could be wrong, but I think he was. And this is a good example of somebody who's an atheist and who I don't agree with. So that's what I always said. Atheism is just it's a one position issue. It's just, okay, do you accept the God claim? And if you reject it, you're an atheist. That's it. Everything else apart from that, whether you think vaccines are good, or you know, big pharma is just about profit, or these topics are completely separate, okay, from the topic of atheism. So there's a lot of atheists out there who I think are batshit insane, okay? So that's why I don't really like to call myself an atheist, really, because yeah, I don't want to be lumped in a kind of weird group of like weirdos as well, you know? There's a lot of weirdos in the atheist tent for sure, and I don't want to be lumped with them in particular. So he tried to equate child rape with football injuries. I'm not even kidding. I mean, that's basically what he said. He said, like, well, you know, we can compare the child rape, like injury, like the damage caused by that, to football injuries. It's like, oh my God. How do these people come up with this shit? Like, I wonder. I really wonder, especially like as an atheist, it's kind of shocking that you, I don't know, you think like that. But anyway, I'll give my two cents on that. First of all, football injuries, well, they're pretty bad sometimes, I agree, but that's a absolutely a choice though. I mean, if you don't want that, you just don't play football. I'm sure he's talking about American football in this case, not soccer. Although in soccer you also have bad injuries, but it's a game. And even if you're like a pro or something, if you decide to go pro, you made that choice in a career. Like, nobody forced you to do it, you know. And then if you get injured, well, it's tough shit, but I mean, you made the choice to go into that career because maybe you thought it can be easy money, because you know, you don't have to like go sit at the office every day, 9 to 5 at least. You just have fun running around and kicking the ball, you know? It's easy. So But it's a choice, though. It's absolutely a choice. Now, rape is not a choice. If you get raped, I mean, if a woman gets raped, that's not her choice. She didn't ask for that. So, it's not like, it's a false equivalence fallacy. It's absolutely apples and oranges. It's absolutely not the same fucking thing. And I'm surprised that John, unfortunately, thinks in that way. It's very unfortunate, but yeah. And of course, the, you know, let's say, yeah, so like, you know, a girl gets raped, but, you know, she recovers physically, let's say. Hopefully she recovers physically. But there is another aspect to this, which is the mental aspect. Now, maybe with, you know, very good psychiatry, etc., maybe she will recover from the trauma, but maybe not. And that will be a deep scar that will haunt her for life. You don't have this really, yeah, I don't know, like, you can talk about football injuries if you want, but it's absolutely a false equivalence fallacy. Absolutely. Next we got Damien, and that one is more fresh, because actually I kind of watched it in two parts. I watched the first part last week, and then the second part just yesterday, so this is much more fresh in my mind. So Damien called from Toronto. And first of all, I have to make a comment about Toronto, because actually I lived there for 2 years. Well, actually a little bit more than that. And Toronto in general, even amongst Canadians, is not really liked as a city. Like, yeah, it's just like there's a lot of assholes there, and people are not very friendly. Like, it's kind of like the anti-Canada almost of Canada. Like, because when we think about Canada, it's kind of like nice people and, you know, more kind of European style. But Toronto is not like that at all. Toronto is just like cold, harsh environment. And, you know, maybe it's because it's cold there actually in winter, but I don't know. Anyway, I had the same experience. There were some very nice people there, but there were a lot of assholes there as well. And yeah, just... That's the first thing. And the second thing about his particular call is that it just really sounded like he's fucking high or something, or drunk. I don't know, but definitely not all there, if you know what I mean. And he was talking about premonitions. So apparently, like, he has some kind of visions of the future, but when asked about, okay, how can we, like, verify that, his only answer was, well, you have to spend time with me to know. That's not how it works, man. Yeah. This is not the first call about premonitions, by the way. This was probably the worst one I heard. There were some which are like, somewhat interesting. I mean, they need more investigation. But this one was just dreadful. I mean, it's just like terrible. And the story that he told, I'm not convinced it's true. I don't think any of it is true. I mean, it could be, but I just, from everything that he said during the call, I don't have reason to believe that what he says is true. Okay, yeah, probably less said about that one, the better. Next one, we got a pretty cool name, Secular Doomanist. I wonder, actually, maybe I'm kind of like that as well. Maybe I'm definitely secular. And I'm a bit of a doomanist myself. So yeah, maybe I'm something like that. He was talking about free will, where they talk often about free will, to be honest. And the one point that Jimmy started to talk about is language. And he said that when we say something, we don't have a choice in how we say it. So, I don't know. I'm not sure you understand what he meant here. I mean, I only wrote like one sentence. He said a bit more about that. But basically, like, yeah, he's saying that everything we say in the language is essentially kind of predetermined. But But I don't think that has to do with free will, though. That's like a different thing. It's just we have language rules, and you're free to break those rules if you want. I mean, look, let's just open any random Twitter thing and just let's say some random words and let's see if it makes sense, okay? So, art, box sets, sales, memoirs, blogs, fantasy, book lovers. So, okay, I just uttered some words without any kind of rules, really, in particular. It doesn't make any sentence, okay? It's just kind of random words picked at random. But I'm still free to say those words. I'm not like constrained by anything. The question is, does it make any sense though to the listener? And the answer is no. It doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. So, yeah, I don't think this is a good example that he picked with language because there's a lot of languages out there and they all have a bunch of rules. And those rules exist so that people can understand each other. So that when you talk, it's not just kind of random words that make no sense, but you know, it's a coherent sentence where people can understand what you mean and they can respond to that. And then you can have a conversation. So yeah, I think this is kind of a strange example to go to. Personally, I don't really understand it, but I don't know. If you get it, then please let me know in the comments. But I don't get it. I think like in the kind of grand picture, if you talk about free will, at the end of the day, you can always claim that, okay, there is something out there, you know, and it actually dictates how we act. So, for example, like n right now, I can, you know, I can grab this bottle of water and I can have a drink. I should actually, because my throat is getting very dry. But they will say, okay, actually, this is not my choice. None of this is my choice. This is just like I was kind of predestined to do this anyway. And it's very hard to, I don't know how you argue against that because that's an unfalsifiable proposition. So, and you can't do anything there. So, yeah. It's kind of like with God. Okay, God is there. Okay, but we can't demonstrate one way or the other. So it's like, okay, I mean, you're free to say it, but you can't provide any kind of demonstration, right? And I think free will is it's just the same thing. Yeah, you're free to say that some, you know, the universe has some kind of code that everybody actually follows, and that could be true. We don't know. But I just don't. I mean, also, it could be not true just as easily. So, yeah, language, I'm not sure that's a bad best example to go. But yeah, free will, it's like, okay, all right. Next one was a guy called Con, and he was talking about being an anti-theist and also anti-religion, etc. Yeah, this is not a very interesting call in particular. It's just about labels. So I think like for me, again, I said already earlier that I don't like to be like labeled in particular because especially like atheist again, it's just okay, we don't believe in the God proposition, and that's cool. But unfortunately, kind of everything else is open, and there might be very, very strong disagreements there. However, we're all atheists. And so that's a bit problematic there. But okay, I'm also definitely an anti-theist, and I'm also anti-religion for sure. I mean, I'm probably more anti-religion than anti-theist. I absolutely despise most religions and the things that they, you know, basically, yeah, like I said in my in another video I made, religion turns your brain to soup. You don't think rationally, you think emotionally, and just not logically whatsoever. You for you, like, hearsay evidence is solid evidence. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's not something I can go with. So I'm definitely anti-religion. Anti-theist, yes, but it comes back to what I said in my last video. It's like, okay, if you're an atheist, right, could you be in a relationship with a theist? And for me, like, I think in most cases, the answer is probably no. But there are cases where I'm like, well, okay, this is probably like a very kind of weak theist. At the end of the day, okay, they believe in God, but they don't really follow any of the rules. So, okay, then it's like, why not? You know, I mean, I don't know. But okay, the problem is always then later to work with kids, though. Be careful. This is one thing you always have to consider, because later if you have children, and then maybe suddenly, you know, even that weak theist person can say, well, okay, my kid will go to a religious school, have to. And that's where friction comes in. So yeah, be careful of that. When children come into the equation, it becomes much more difficult. But that's why you have to make questions. Unfortunately, many people lie. So maybe just to kind of keep the relationship with you, they will say, yeah, sure, of course, no problem. They will go to regular school and we don't need to, you know, obviously no religion school, etc., etc. But when the kid is born, actually, they will flip, because their actual position was, okay, I want my kid to go to a religious school, but they lied to you about that, and now you're screwed. And that happens a lot, unfortunately. People lie often, okay? That's just how it goes, man. So be careful. And finally, the last call was Patrick, and he... it's kind of actually the same idea here. He was, for some reason, he talked a lot about Matt's brother. I don't know why. Does he know Matt's brother? I don't think so. So then, why would you kind of put words into his mouth? Like, I don't really understand the point of that call. But after that was over, he mentioned kind of a similar point. He said, okay, can you live with somebody who has some kind of wild beliefs? For example, you know, like somebody who denies the Holocaust or is convinced that, you know, vaccines cause autism and that they should not get vaccines because of that, and then you should not get vaccines because they're afraid of that. I don't know, what other wild beliefs can you have, really? I don't know, some kind of conspiracy theories, I guess. Maybe like some kind of, I don't know, like, yeah. For me, it just comes back to what I just said. It really depends on the thing. Like, if it's something that is very harmless, like, for example, if somebody is, like, convinced that, you know, Bigfoot is real, or the Loch Ness Monster actually exists, does that really impact reality that much? I mean, let's say, like, in every other area, they're actually very rational, but it's just like they really believe in Bigfoot. Is that really kind of a reason not to be with them? I'm not so sure. So it depends on the beliefs. It depends what it is. Obviously, if somebody denies, like, the Holocaust and thinks, you know, Jews are evil, etc., etc., obviously, I don't want to be with that person. It's just like, it's obvious, all right? But if it's something very trivial, I think it's like, okay, I don't know. It then it just becomes more like a kind of a weird hobby. It might be cool for you, but okay. I mean, you it doesn't harm anybody, and even like the belief itself, the belief in Bigfoot is not harmful to anybody. Because some beliefs can be harmful. Just because you don't do an action but you still believe strongly in something. For example, like you believe that all black people should die. I'm sorry, but just the fact that you believe that makes you a fucking shitty person. And probably, yeah, we should keep an eye on you, if you know what I mean. But yeah, if you believe in Bigfoot, even just that belief is not causing harm. So fine, whatever. Believe in Bigfoot then. But yeah, that's it for this video. Again, if you have any comments, if you have like any questions or something, if you want me to elaborate on some point, I'll gladly do so. But you have to leave a comment and be very specific, because unfortunately, like, I do these videos quite often and I just kind of tend to forget a lot of it. Like, basically, as soon as I finish this video, I probably forgot everything already. So yeah, please be very specific. And yeah, just leave a comment. We'll go from there. All right, that's it for today. I will be back for next week's video. And until then, take care, stay safe, and JC signing off. Peace.